All right, I have with me somebody who I really want to thank for saving us, saving our hard-earned money, because usually we spend it on films that we should have not been watching. Super Ace 93.5 FM pe main hu abhi 7:11 morning number 1, and we have Anupama Chopra. Warm welcome to Jaipur.
Thank you.
I know it's very cold, so she's not taking hands out of your pocket.
Bombay se hu yaar, kya karo? Badi thand lagti hai.
Right. Okay, so I really want to thank you for saving a lot of money, you know. You deserve all the credits and everything.
Thank you.
Okay, how does it feel to be at JLF, and which sessions are you attending, and which ones are you looking forward to?
So I really love JLF. I've been coming here for, I don't know, like maybe 10 years, I think.
Oh yes, have you met last time?
Yeah, we come har saal aate hain, and this year I'm just the chaperone because my daughter Zuni is the speaker.
Again.
Again. So wow. She had two sessions that she's doing. So I'm wo jo filmon mein hota tha na, wo jo maa petti thi aur kehti thi baby ko juice chahiye. I'm right now that mother.
Right. So okay, I have one question, because Uri recently had come up, and critics were really harsh on that. And I mean, I saw the film during the screening, so I kind of liked it, but I think critics were not in favor of Vicky Kaushal and Phil Murray. But it has, you know, somehow entered the 100 foot club.
Yeah. It's done very well.
Yes.
Technically,
or as a critic, you know, what do you think that film was actually lacking? Because people were calling critics as the leftist.
Sure. You know what's happened, and it's sad that even film reviews are now all about political ideology.
Indeed, yes.
You know, which is
people who call it a propaganda film.
Absolutely. Look, that's a personal view. I can't speak for all critics. I can only speak for myself. For me, I try as much as possible to not bring any politics into my review.
Right, right.
My politics are personal, and I don't judge a film because it doesn't agree with my politics. I judge a film as a film, and for me, Uri had many amazing things. Mm. Technically, it was superb.
Yes.
Vicky Kaushal, I thought, was outstanding.
Actually,
he was really good.
Really good.
For me, what was problematic was the second half. I thought it became too simplistic.
Right.
You know, ki you build this up and then you make that whole surgical strike seem so simple.
Yes,
that an intern can design.
Yeah, that was a little incredible, hard for me to believe.
Yeah,
that. Yes,
it was for
yes,
me
yes.
Like you build it very realistically and then you go into this completely unrealistic
zone. Yes, yes.
Is what my problem with the film was.
Right.
It wasn't about the politics.
Okay, some famous critics like Kamal or Khan, what do you have to say about them?
Hey, we're all critics. We're all critics.
Okay, and sometimes, you know, like you love Shah Rukh Khan, you love his weight, we all know that, like I have the same belief for him.
Huh.
But sometimes the favoritism, like a teacher has, like a mother has for son or daughter, do you critics also get that while, you know, understanding the film or giving reviews and
you
ratings.
Know, listen, it's a human response, okay, and so it is.
It happens somewhere.
Yeah, of course, it happens, and it will be that. Like some genres you like more than other genres.
Yes, yes.
So if I'm not a great fan, I can't handle too much violence, you know, gory. I don't like blood on screen.
Yes.
You know, so it's those things come in. If I like Shah Rukh, that might come in. But I think you have to be able to put away all your personal agendas and judge it as a film.
I was really expecting a lot from Zero Film, but then second half, I think we just feel same about it because it was losing the plot, going somewhere else.
Sure.
So what do you think Khan Saab, what should he should be doing, because we all love him, you love him, I love him, I'm a Khan Saab fan.
Yeah, I will never be presumptuous enough to say what he should do. He's one of the most intelligent people I've ever met, so I'm sure
he has
he'll
a tattoo of SRK. Oh my god.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Okay, I have to take a picture of that.
Yeah.
But I just think that I really admire the risk he took with Zero.
I think
I think if he continues to take risks, it will pay off.
Yes. Personally, I feel even the fan, the technically, all the effort that he had put in, because he's a director's actor.
Yeah.
And even in the film like Dilwale, he was the one who was outshining, though it was...
Correct. Yeah.
No comments on that.
Yeah, it'll happen.
It'll happen, right?
Yeah.
And what do you have to say for Bhai's acting? Where should he learn?
No, the point is, he's a persona, you know,
yes.
And people go in to watch that specific persona. And I think that the best films manage to merge that persona with a storyline, like Sultan did.
Right. True.
You know, his best movies manage to combine ki you see that great Salman Khan persona that you've gone in, but it also gives you a story that you can like.
Indeed.
You know,
indeed.
And I hope more directors can do that.
Exactly. And what Hirani Saab has done in Sanju, I love the film. People say, well, there were flaws in it, but I don't know. I love Ranbir as an actor. So, I'm asking you because, of course, there's a reason
I love Ranbir as an actor as well. Yeah. I can't comment on Sanju because it's a home production.
Yes. And finally, you know, you interview so many celebrities. And when you get interviewed, how do you feel?
Very weird. It is very strange. Very. But I always feel like we're having a conversation. You're not interviewing
exactly.
me.
Exactly. So, Shah Rukh Khan Saab is your favorite actor. You have, you think that Ranbir is a promising actor, right? Who's your favorite RJ?
RJ? Oh, my God. Well, you know, I don't listen to radio enough. But Malishka always, okay. Also because in Lagero Munna Bhai,
yes,
character was based on Malishka. So, Uswat na Vinod used to listen to her a lot.
Okay.
So, that's how I'm listening to Malishka.
That's how
we got it,
right?
Yeah.
And also, RJ, Abhi ma'am was telling me off screen, but then...
Oh, of course, and you.
Yeah, edit karke dalenge. Malishka wala kaat denge.
Bilkul kaat dena. I am Anupama Chopra and I'm with RJ Abhi on Red FM.
Bajate raho. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.